The net income attributed to Vail Resorts was a little under $380 million for the fiscal year. That's an increase of 80.4% over the previous year. Commenting on the report, Vail CEO Rob Katz said, quote, "Our Western U.S. destination resorts experienced modest visitation declines compared to the prior year due to the historically poor conditions, particularly for the first half of the season. However, revenue at our Western U.S. resorts was in line with prior year performance due to season pass sales and yield growth." The report also noted that season pass sales through this September 23rd for the upcoming season increased about 25% in units and 15% in sales dollars compared to the period in prior year. Their total skier visits increased 2.5% primarily as a result of acquiring the resort in Stowe in June of last year. The report adds that lift revenue was up by 7.6%. The report has few specific references to Vail's Park City Holdings, but noted that the ski school revenue was up by 6.8%, primarily from Park City and Whistler Blackcomb, and their net amount of debt includes $334.5 million of long-term capital lease obligations associated with the canyons. This August, Vail announced the acquisition of the Stevens Pass Resort in Washington State for about $64 million. Last week, it announced it was closing on the acquisition for about $74 million of Triple Pete's. That's the parent company of Crested Butte Mountain Resort, meaning Vail now owns five resorts in Colorado. Triple Pete's also owns Okemo Mountain Resort in Vermont and Mount Sunapee Resort in New Hampshire. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.